Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Courageous Parenting. But first, here's the message, All on the Altar.
What happens in verse 1 of chapter 12 of Romans is an appeal. It is an invitation by the great apostle. And he says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, in view of all these mercies, because of what we've said, because what God has done in your lives, by the mercies of God, to do what? To present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Is your all on the altar? That's the question that we're asking today. It's what Paul was saying so long ago as the apostle, the great apostle, and yet he's a pastor here. He's pastoral in his approach. He's not demanding or bullying his way in here. He's saying, I urge you. The old King James word was, I beseech you. It's almost as though he's down on his knees. He's saying, I'm pleading with you as your pastor. I'm pleading with you. And there's passion here. There's emotion here. Because of the mercies of God, I plead with you. I urge you to give your life over, to offer yourself unconditionally, wholly and completely as a living sacrifice to God. So many of the things, the great things that have happened in my life have happened at an altar. I gave my life to follow Jesus at an altar, a place of decision. I went forward. They called it in those days the altar call. And when the minister would speak and the evangelist would invite us to Christ, we would come. So as a six-year-old boy, I can remember it like it was yesterday. Honest truth. I walked down literally in Conway, Arkansas, a sawdust trail. There was sawdust. We were in a tent, and you could have gone barefooted. Not everybody runs barefooted in Arkansas, but some of us did. But I walked down a sawdust trail, and I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Later on, when I was a teenager, a sophomore in high school, I went forward in my church in the response to the invitation to put my all on the altar. And at an altar, a place of decision, I gave my life publicly to preach the gospel. And it altered, it changed everything for the rest of my days. A few years later, I stood at a marriage altar in Mineral Wells, Texas, with my bride, Deb, and we said our I do's. She said yes, I said yes, and we were married. We made a commitment at an altar. It was a place of devotion and decision. And the response, as Paul is giving it here, as I am giving it today, is pastoral, it is personal, it is passionate. It is saying, come to the altar and put your life on the altar of Christ, because half-hearted never worked. Wholehearted always works when it comes to Jesus. If we're going to change the world, it won't happen with casual, conventional, cultural, convenient Christianity. It will happen with a consecrated Christianity, consecrated Christians who are holy and wholly offered to the Lord. Whoever said that you could have a half-hearted, half-in, half-out, fringe, come when you feel like it to church, live for Jesus when you want to, when it's convenient? Who said that? Who made that a possibility? Not God, not Jesus, who said in the Gospel of Matthew, he said, if anyone's going to follow after me, do what? Take up the cross, die to self, take up the cross and follow me. Ours is the faith of the cross and the resurrection. Not only we believe in the cross and boast of the cross alone, but we carry the cross as an act of sacrifice and surrender to the Lord. And that's what this sermon, this message, this text is about. So because of these abundant mercies, this astounding grace, amazing grace in our lives, we then give ourselves to the Lord. And we do it not just in part, but all the mercies of God. What God has done for you is amazing. It's incredible. It's his mercies. more and more mercies. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. But now that God has given us every blessing, life becomes less and less about bless me, bless me, bless me. But now, Lord, send me, use me for your glory. When we bring our lives on the altar. In the Old Testament, there were two kinds of sacrifices. One sacrifice was called the propitiatory sacrifice. That was the sacrifice for forgiveness that Jewish people would make. And then other sacrifices, all with animals or grain of some kind, these were dedicatory sacrifices, giving thanks to God for his provision, for his forgiveness and his salvation. So the propitiation, that sacrifice, get this, was made by Christ, who died to save us from our sins. So that's his sacrifice. Our sacrifice is the dedication of our lives, where we bring not dead animals or grain, but we bring our lives and we put ourselves on the altar. So what is this sacrifice? Years ago, I heard it defined in three ways that I'm going to share with you today. First, it is a living sacrifice. Secondly, it is a lasting sacrifice. And thirdly, it is a loving sacrifice, and it is a lasting sacrifice as well. So number one, it is a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Living in the sense that it is you on the altar. Christ died and now you live. And we are alive on the altar because of the sacrifice of Jesus. We are living sacrifices. Now, the problem of a living sacrifice is dead animals' sacrifices don't go anywhere. Living sacrifices can crawl off the altar. And some of you, some of us, from time to time have crawled off the altar. We're no longer there on the altar of God. Now, some of you may be thinking, okay, this is good for the missionary. It's good for the monk. It's good for the monastic. It's good for the preachers, for the clergy. It's good for those kids who say, okay, we're going to go to the ministry, full-time ministry. That's good for them, but that's not me. I'm more part-time in my faith. I'm more not all in. I'm just partly in when it's convenient. This is for the extra Christianity, extra Christian faith. This is for the superhero kind of Christian all on the altar. No. Is for all of us. I like the way it is translated or paraphrased in the message. Listen to this, Romans 12:1. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing that you can do for him. That's it. This living sacrifice means not some ultra kind of experience, but it is your everyday walk with God. It is your walking around faith. It is your living faith. It is your driving around in your car faith. It's the folding the laundry faith. It's the sending a text kind of sacrifice. It's the taking an exam kind of sacrifice. That is a sacrifice. It's playing sports. It's coaching. It's mentoring. It's leading. It's whatever you do. This isn't just for the super spiritual types. I'm trying to say this is for all of us. Because of what Christ has done for us, it lives. Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, you're walking around, you're driving around, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God in the name of Jesus for his glory. You know why some people don't surrender their lives completely to the Lord? You know why? Because they don't know the Lord like they should know the Lord. They have a warped sense of who God is and what God expects. Some of you are thinking, you know, if I really give my life unconditionally to the Lord, to follow him like that anywhere, anytime, any cost, then I'm going to be miserable. I'll stop having fun. I won't have any friends. I may end up spending my life on the backside of nowhere somewhere. See, that's a warped view of God. God is a good God. Not only is he good, he does good, and he's working all things together for the good to those who love him and the called according to his purpose. God's best is for you. This is what happens. His will is good and perfect and acceptable. And so when you take the risk, when you take the dare, and you go all in with the Lord, expect some challenges. There will be times it's hard. The cross may require some suffering, but the reward is so great. The challenge is there, but the celebration of the victory is so great when you give your life to the Lord like this, because God is good and his mercies, remember, it's his mercies that propel us into this kind of life and lifestyle. It's a living sacrifice.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, All on the Altar. God commissioned parents as the first line of defense for a child's heart. And in a culture characterized by defiance and disobedience, it's all the more important to raise children who will love, serve, and honor the Lord. That's why we want to send you the new edition of Dr. Graham and his wife Deb's book, Courageous Parenting. This parenting classic dives deep into what it takes to be the kind of mom or dad that models God's heart for your kids. Courageous Parenting is our thanks for your gift today. So call now to request your copy of Courageous Parenting when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word parent to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or give a gift online or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, All on the Altar.
It's not only a living sacrifice, but it is a lasting sacrifice. There's one sense, the language of the New Testament here, when Paul gives it, he says, I appeal to you, brothers, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's kind of a one and done kind of word there, that you do it as an act, a definite act of dedication and devotion to God. So in one sense, that's why I mentioned some of the decisions that I made along the way in my life, whether it was salvation or ministry call or marriage or and other times in my life. There have been definite times when I've said, okay, Lord, I am making this day a dedication to you. I'm giving my life to you. God just turns you around. You were going in the wrong direction, perhaps, and God turns you around. And you're never going to forget about it because of what Christ has done. So it's kind of like that. You got on the altar. You said, my all is here. But we all know, as I said earlier, one of the problems we've got of being a living sacrifice is we crawl off the altar, and it can happen. It's happened to me. So what needs to happen when that happens? I need to crawl back up on that altar and not quit. One of the challenges we have today is we see teenagers, high school students graduate, leave, go to college, maybe military, maybe labor force, but you leave home and you leave your faith behind. We've seen it. We've seen drifting and then diminishing and even deconstruction of faith. People come back and say, you know, I don't even have a faith, because they quit. A living sacrifice never quits. You just keep getting back on the altar when you fall, when you fail, When you choose the wrong way, when you choose to get off, there comes a time you get back on the altar. You get yourself back up there. It's lasting. Don't quit. Everybody wants to quit today. If it gets hard, if it gets uncomfortable, if I fail, I just quit. No, this sacrifice is a living sacrifice. It's a lasting sacrifice. You're on the altar and you keep yourself there. You say, how am I doing that? This is the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Just like Moses, when he was in the desert, he was wasted. He thought his life was over. And yet God called him out of a burning bush, and he saw the bush aflame, and he thought, if I could just get the fire in my bones again, if I could just get the fire back, maybe God could use me again. That's, you know, a sacrifice burns, doesn't it? So you get this presence and the power of the Holy Spirit to burn in you, to reignite you, if you will. And you keep burning and shining for Jesus. It's a living sacrifice. It's a lasting sacrifice. It becomes a daily decision. And one final thing, it's a logical sacrifice. Because what he says here, in view of the mercies of God, offer yourselves, your body, as a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is your spiritual worship. And some translations give that your reasonable service. The word is the word, we get our word logic from the word that is translated here, spiritual worship or reasonable worship. Versions give it as true worship, others as proper and true worship. The NLT, New Living, says truly it is the way to worship him, but it's the word logic. In other words, I'm saying it's logical, it's reasonable to do this. It's a living, lasting, logical sacrifice, the giving of your bodies to God. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, what, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? That you are not your own, that you are bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. Therefore, glorify God with your body, which belongs to Christ. So when he says present your bodies to Christ here in Romans 12, it means all of you, including your body. I mean, we live in our bodies. And what I do to make sure that my all is on the altar, I pray regularly a prayer that I'm going to suggest to you today in closing this message. It's something that I pray often at the outset of my day. I just pray from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And I start with my mind. Lord, I give you my mind. May I love you with all my heart, my mind, my soul, and strength. Lord, may I think true thoughts and praiseworthy thoughts. Guard my thoughts, O God, and renew and transform the way that I think. And may my thoughts be honorable and pleasing to you, O God. Help that my thoughts would be filled with faith and love for you. And then from my mind, I move to my eyes. Lord, I give you my eyes, what I see, because the eyes are the light of the soul, Jesus said. Help me to look beyond today and my circumstances and to see the eternal, to take the long look and have an eternal perspective. Lord, protect my eyes from seeing things that are ungodly or immoral, are impure. And Lord, may I see with the eyes of Christ people around me who need you. May I see the hurting and the helpless and the hopeless and love them. God, I give you back everything. Lord, may I have the eyes of Christ. And then I move from my eyes to my ears. Lord, may I hear your word. May I awaken to hear your word spoken in the wonders of creation and especially in the wonders of your word and in the whispers of your spirit. Lord, let me hear every detail. Let me so listen that I will obey you and live for you. Lord, you said, he that has ears, let him hear. Lord, let me hear what you want me to do. And especially, Lord, that I would hear your call. God is calling some of you today, not maybe to preach, but to do something else in the center of his will. Are you hearing the call of God? And is your answer always yes, Lord? Because the moment you say no, Lord, he's no longer Lord of your life. You can say yes, you can say no, but you can only say yes, Lord. You can't say no, Lord. So, Lord, let me say yes to you and what you're called. And then, Lord, I then pray for my mouth. I need that because I've got a big one. Lord, may the words of my mouth I give to you, the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, may my tongue glorify your name, the words that I say, the words that I speak. Help me to use words that equip and encourage others around me. Lord, use my mouth to proclaim your name, to share Jesus, to tell people about Jesus. Lord, I give you my mind. Lord, I give you my eyes. Lord, I give you my ears. Lord, I give you my mouth. And I give you my heart, Lord, because that's your throne. Take your rightful place of preeminence in my life on the throne of my heart. I get self out of the way, Lord, that you may reign and rule and live in lordship in my life. My heart, Lord. Guard my heart, for I know the scripture says out of the heart flow all the issues of life. So, Lord, I give you my heart. And then I pray, Lord, I give you my hands. Lord, here are my hands. May you use them to work for you, to serve you in the ways that you have assigned me. And Lord, may my hands be open to you and giving to others. Lord, let me not live with hands clenched, holding on to what I have, but Lord, that I would open my hands and serve you with gladness and joy. Lord, let me lift my hands in praise and adoration to you. Lord, I give you my hands. And then, Lord, I give you my feet. Lord, let them move at the impulse of your love. The direction of your spirit. May they go where you want me to go. Lord, I say your will, wherever, whenever, whatever, however. Lord, not your will, but my will be done. Take me to the places, move my feet in the pilgrimage towards heaven that would honor you. Lord, I give you my feet. Send me and use me. That's living with your life on the altar.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, All on the Altar. There's a spiritual battle raging for the very souls of our children. And God has commissioned parents as the first and best line of defense to protect kids against the attacks of our culture and the enemy. We want to equip you to fight the good fight of faith for your family by sending Pastor Graham and his wife Deb's book, Courageous Parenting. This new edition offers practical advice and spiritual encouragement to help you guard, guide, and strengthen your child's faith so they can grow into bold followers of Jesus. And it's our special thanks for your gift today. Your support helps boldly proclaim God's word around the world through PowerPoint. So thank you for your gift today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word parent to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or give a gift online or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
First of all, it is so important that we give our lives fully to Christ. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's a life verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. Now, we all want God to show us purpose and meaning and direct our paths. Well, the key to that is the first part. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And when you're fully committed to Jesus Christ, then He enables you, He empowers you to do all things that you need to do, to face any circumstance or difficulty, to meet your obligations, as well as to get done the things that you want to do for His glory. But if you're not fully committed, if you have just given Him part of your heart or half of your commitment, then you're missing out on so much of your life. Can you imagine in a marriage if a husband said to his wife, well, I'm going to give you half of my life. I'm going to give you part of my commitment. Well, that doesn't work in a marriage, and it doesn't work in our relationship with Christ. We need to make sure that our lives are fully yielded to Him. Sometimes I think even the word commitment doesn't say it all, because if I commit something, I still control it. I can take it back. But when we fully surrender, when we absolutely and totally give our hearts, our lives, our all to the Lord Jesus Christ, then He is able to take what we give and cleanse it and fill it and use it. I want to challenge you today to make that kind of commitment, a commitment that says, Lord, here is my life, all of it. Here is my family. Here is my future. Here is my career. In the book of Revelation, there is a church at Laodicea that Jesus said, you know, you're not hot or cold. I would rather you be full out for me, full throttle for me, hot, or absolutely cold and away from me. What you are, he said, is lukewarm. And he warned them that if they continued to be lukewarm, lackadaisical in their commitment to him, then he was going to spew them out of his mouth. I want you, as a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, not to be in the middle of a commitment to Christ, but to be fully given and yielded to Him. And God bless you as you make that commitment today, surrendering your heart, your life, your soul to Him.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's book, Courageous Parenting, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PARENT to 59789. Join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about how God will never fail to guide you in His plans. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.